Well, welcome back to Thirsty Thursday. Glad you're here today. We're going to be diving into the 10th chapter of Mark, looking at the closing verses of that chapter. It's the healing of the blind Bartimaeus. And I want to read a couple different versions of that text for you. I'll read the NRSV, the New Revised Standard Version, and then the Message Version, and we'll unpack that a little bit. So here it is. They came to Jericho, and as his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, "Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me." Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, "Son of David, have mercy on me." Jesus stood still and said, "Call him here." And they called the blind man, saying to him, "Take heart, get up, he is calling you." So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?" The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. So that's the NRSV version. Now I want to read the Message version, a little more direct way of saying it. Here it is. They spent some time in Jericho as Jesus was leaving town, trailed by his disciples in a parade of people. A blind beggar by the name of Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus, was sitting alongside the road. When he heard that Jesus, the Nazarene, was passing by, he began to cry out, "Son of David, Jesus, mercy, have mercy on me." Now many tried to hush him up, but he yelled all the louder, "Son of David, mercy, have mercy on me." Well, Jesus stopped in his tracks. "Call him over." They called him. "It's your lucky day. Get up. He's calling you to come." Throwing off his coat, he was on his feet at once and came to Jesus. Jesus said, "What can I do for you?" The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "On your way," said Jesus, "your faith has saved and healed you." In that very instant, he recovered his sight and he followed Jesus down the road. Well, this is the gospel of our Lord. And there's a few teaching points that I want to draw attention to today. I think there's so much blessing in this text. But if you just take the most direct route, the most blunt of sayings, and unpack them as they come at you. Okay, there's a blind man. He's sitting alongside the road. And sitting alongside this road, there's a hubbub of activity. There's parades. There's the market. There's the coming and goings of this. Well, down in Jericho, it was known as a very violent city. The road down to Jericho was considered the bloody way. And so a lot of violence. So for a blind man to be sitting out on this road, number one, he'd be very vulnerable, right? Vulnerable to be preyed upon, to be injured, stolen from, all of that. His life was really, really tough. But he heard that Jesus was passing on by. But I love how it puts in here, Jesus the Nazarene, Jesus the one of Nazareth. Now you remember there's other parts in this gospel that will say, can anything good come out of Nazareth? So there's this Nazarene coming out of this cow town, this out of the way place. He's going to be passing by. And there's this man on the bloody way down in Jericho. And they're going to intersect. Their lives are going to intersect. This blind man. Down on his luck, down on all the things in life. Life's so difficult. He's putting his trust in this one that people have said, can anything good come from that place? And that's the one that he's going to cry out to. He heard that Jesus was passing by, so he stands there, sits there, and he cries out, and he cries out, and he cries out. And Jesus now comes by, and he says, have mercy on me. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Have mercy on me. On me. And then it says, many tried to hush him up, right? But he yelled even louder, Son of David, have mercy on me. I want to shout that, but I don't want to freak you out over the radio or the computer. Just have mercy on me. He is hungry for Jesus. He's hungry for healing, and he's trusting that God, Jesus, will do something about it. And so remember, during this season, we're talking about re-Jesus. And throughout the fall, I told you we would be looking at key things, seven key marks of God's reign. And I want to remind you what those were today. Remember, we talked about deliverance and salvation, from being oppressed to being set free. This man was oppressed. This man was being held down. His physical affliction was making his life difficult. God cares about that. Justice, where everybody has enough, this man would not have had nearly enough. Living on the fringe, rejected by society. And here he is on the roadside, people passing on by. Peace and harmony. No more hatred and deception. No one being cast out. No insiders and outsiders. Healing. No more sickness and disease. Again, nothing holding people back or down or away from living a full life. Restoration of community as a new family, meaning that everyone has a wide embrace. Everyone is being included. Joy. People filled with full life. Having your joy restored when the world tries to take it away from you, when your grief tries to strip you of your joy, that joy comes flooding back in because of what Jesus will do. And then the experience of God's presence. The experience of God's presence. Do you see how all of those for this blind man were so important? And they align with who Jesus is. From Jesus' own life and teachings throughout the gospel, this is what Jesus is bringing about. And this man is about ready to experience it. Because Jesus, instead of denying and rejecting and turning away, he says, call him on over. Bring him on down. Let's talk. And so the disciples do that, saying, it's your lucky day. Jesus is calling. Oh, church. To know that Jesus is calling, that Jesus is inviting, that Jesus wants to draw close, that Jesus wants to restore, that Jesus wants to bring you this life and this healing and this hope. How important is that? God is coming our direction. Jesus is taking steps toward us. And so as this blind man gets up and as he's being led over, Jesus is opening himself to this man. And to his great hope and to his great need. And that simple request, that simple conversation they had, I would have loved to get the rest of the commentary around this. What else did they talk about? Right? What other questions were there? But it just cuts to the chase. Jesus says, what can I do for you? Wow. What can I do for you? Such a simple statement. But what a profound statement. Asking that question means he wants to know the heart. He wants to know the need. He wants to make a difference. And so this man is able to put the request right there at Jesus' feet. He simply says, I want to see. But remember, in this text, he also calls him a name before that. He says the word rabbi. Or my teacher. Yes, for this blind man, he was looking out for this Jesus. He had been paying attention to who he was, what he cared about. He was being enlivened by what Jesus was giving his life to. He was present in that. He acknowledges Jesus as rabbi and teacher. He doesn't say Lord. He doesn't say Savior. He doesn't say Messiah. Simply teacher. And then he goes on to say, after he's healed, he follows him down the road. He's following his teacher. He's following his rabbi. And what this means is he's entering into the discipleship journey. Dear church, think about for you all the times and all the ways that Jesus has healed, come close, drawn near, heard your cries, entered into your pain, joined you on the journey of life. Where you've been able to say, yes, Rabbi, teacher, Lord, Savior, Messiah. And you had become that same disciple, heading on down the road, following Jesus into all that's next. See, Jesus heals, I think, with a passion and purpose. There's a direction to this. This man is going to go out and live faith. And because he's healed, he's going to become a part of the healing ministry of healing others. What a gift and what a blessing that would be. And this seeing story, this being blind but being able to see again, is often held in contrast with those all around in the crowds and those who had drawn close who couldn't quite grasp who Jesus was. They could not quite see. But in the opening of the eyes, seeing again, whether it's physical sight, spiritual sight, whatever kind of sight is that we need, the vision that we need, we're called to see Jesus, to read Jesus, to know what he cares about, and to do the things that he calls us into. And so, church, today, how have you at times been blind, and how have your eyes been opened? What is it that you have maybe failed to see, but now see as if new for the first time? What are things that maybe have surprised you about God or Jesus or the Spirit, where there's been a aha moment and you've been awakened to something new? Well, pay attention to that. Sit in that. Discern that this week. And again, draw close with others and talk about that sight of Jesus that draws you forward in faith into the future. Remember that God loves you each and every step along the way. Sometimes all we can do on the roadside is to cry out, "Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy." And as we do that, may we again hear Jesus saying, "Come on over. I'm here, right now, with you and for you." And so blessings as you continue on this journey of staying thirsty, of paying attention to what Jesus is doing in your life. And remember, like this man on the roadside, stay thirsty, my friends.